And I want to keep this picture.
Yeah, sure. It reminds you of being up there.
Yeah. That was, we overnighted there.
Yeah.
In a building somewhere.
Yeah.
And then we started out early in the morning. And we spent Christmas. The first Christmas, I didn't come home, you know.
Yeah.
Because I just arrived there in November.
Right.
So we had two tents. So Vijnand and another Dutchman, they were very close friends, and so they had the one tent and I had the other, and I felt just terrible.
Why?
It was too high.
Oh.
My heart couldn't take it.
Oh, okay.
I know now that I could never go on the Chinese train to Lhasa.
Right.
Because it goes over 4,000 meters.
It does, yeah.
And I would think that we climbed, well, several hundred meters above Fascheding to get up to where the rhododendron were.
Right.
So we were well above 4,000 meters. Yeah. It was magical to be up there.
It was. I have some great photographs up there.
Yeah. When you see these rhododendron forests, the growth is like this.
Yeah.
You can't get through it.
We saw those at Chelela also.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing them at Chelela.
Yeah. We came up through the fir dieback.
Yeah.
And then we camped. And the road continued on down like this. My friend Ron and Alex and I, was there? No, it was only Ron and I. Just me and Ron. We walked further over, and there was rhododendron there, and we climbed through part of it up onto a flat place where there were some prayer flags.
Do you know a guy that was consulting for the World Bank was advising them on how to get more wood for pulp? And he recommended that they cut down a big swath of rhododendron forest because he said it was totally useless. I mean, you couldn't use it for anything else.
Yeah. Except for firewood for people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But he just, and he cleared the whole swath. Mm. No, that stay in Bhutan, I think I was close as I could ever be to have peace of mind. Mm-hmm.
You knew the whole time you were in a special place. You knew it while you were there.
Yeah. It was absolutely magically beautiful. And the people were so nice.
Mm-hmm.
They were totally unsophisticated.
Yeah.
And they were open. They were willing to receive new impressions. And I remember thinking, with that kind of willingness, you're going to get swamped.
Yeah.
I felt very, very protectionistic about that whole thing.
Yeah, I remember.
And they had no idea what I was talking about. So many funny things happened. Like I was, you know, Rinchen.
Yeah.
I was trying to teach him how to drive so he could get a license, so he could have a living.
Yeah.
So we were driving up to an experiment, or he was driving. And all of a sudden, he saw a gang of workers on the side of the road.
Yeah.
They were digging out a ditch, and there were big boulders like this all over the road.
Oh.
So, he's Richard waving. Was waving to his friend, and he drove straight into one of those big boulders. And he bent the steering rod for the tire, so one tire was way off.
Oh no.
So we had to turn around, and we drove back as slowly as possible, not to wear the tire completely ruined,
yeah,
to the big shop they had in town. And there, of course, Renson had all his friends.
Yeah.
So they took the tire off and they fixed the tire rod and away we drove. And he refused to drive anymore.
Yeah, he probably felt pretty bad.
He said, this is a very bad day. They don't take it very personal, you know. They think it's the gods that are buggering them up.
Yeah. I remember that motor scooter that I borrowed from Vinant. And I would go down into town from Taba, and I could fit 4 bottles of Black Label beer. Do you remember that Black Label beer? There were big 1-liter bottles, and then clink, 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 and drying line. And Ron and I called that scooter, we called it the Druck Duck, because when you press the horn, it like that. That was fun. And I remember I was first learning to ride it with Ron on the back, and I gave it too much gas and it popped up vertically. And Ron just stepped off backwards. The license plate at the back folded in half.
So it fell out?
Yeah, Ron just stepped backwards off of it because it zoomed up like this.
Yes.
And the license plate folded in half against the ground.
He was lucky he didn't get his foot in there.
Yeah. Yeah. We straightened out the license plate and kept on going. I think that was the day we rode the motorcycle past Denshin Sholing to Tango. And we parked it in the edge of the forest and hiked up to Tango and spent the day up at the monastery there.
Well, I went up with you.
Yes, we went up twice. We went up with you once as well.
Yeah. I remember right at the stop at Tala, very close to the rental place I was in. I woke up in the morning and I saw a guy sitting or sort of lying down by the side of the road. And he was drinking beer. And I had to go to town. So I drove to town and he had sunk down about a head. He was sort of resting on his head. And when I came back, he was stretched out.
Might as well be comfortable.
Yeah, right. And there was a neighbor to the east of me who wanted to sell all sorts of things to me. And beyond there was a field. I woke up one morning and there was a house. Right?
Wow.
And do you know what it was? It was just a huge cardboard box.
Oh.
And this old man came out of it and started to farm the land.
Wow.
So he just brought his house with him.
Wow.
And now as I'm walking by the house, it was a man carrying a wooden bed frame on his back. It was very heavy and he was really bent right over, but he was carrying the back. Maybe he had an argument with his wife. You see these unexpected things.
And when I was leaving at the beginning of December, I took a hatchet. Somehow, I was able to get from Canada through India to Bhutan with a hatchet in my luggage. And I took that hatchet out and I gave it to your neighbor.
Oh, you did, yeah?
And he was very grateful. And he came running up to the house a few minutes later and he gave me the tanka that I have in my house now.
Oh, right. Oh, there's the tankas.
I rolled them up and I put them in the pile of stuff to be decided.
Yeah. They are valuable, I think.
Yeah. One that I have is woven silk, embroidered silk.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were handcrafted things, if they're well done, are just the most beautiful thing in the world.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I think I can say with complete certainty that the 2.5 months I spent there in Bhutan were a turning point in my life.
Yeah.
Things started changing for me at that point.
And you know, it was the safety, I thought. The fact that you had friendly people all around you. It didn't matter that they were indifferent as all hell. It was the fact that you could go anywhere, you could do anything you wanted, you could spend the night anywhere.
Yeah.
And people will come and share things.
You know how we were talking about knowing who we are, knowing who you are? And I was saying, for me, my task is knowing how to behave. I didn't yet know how to behave on that trip, or I would have done a lot more exploring. But I didn't know then. I was behaving as a child. I was already an adult, but I wasn't yet behaving as an adult.
You don't want that nice Kubra hat that I have, cowboy hat?
But the,
I have the most expensive Australian hat. Oh. Hillary insisted I should buy it for $50.
No.
And I've never worn it.
No.
That's one thing that should be for somebody to pick up.
Yeah.
I should remember to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I should really check with Hillary Louise.
It is, what time is it? It's 5:20. Are you getting hungry for dinner?
What are we going to have?
There's still some beef. I might make that thin beef I made the first night.
Okay, that's fine.
And then some stir-fry vegetables, or I could chop up the beef and put it inside of an omelet. Do you want that?
That's a good idea.
I'll chop up the beef fine with some chives.
Yeah.
And I think there's more vegetables. Oh, I have some cut up some green beans and put those in an omelet.
Okay.
Is that cast iron pan the only pan you have for a frying pan? Yeah, I think I asked you that.
The frying pan?
Is the only one is the cast iron one?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll use that.